Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this meeting of the April 22nd, 2015, Historic Site Monument Commission to order. And first order of business, in addition to welcoming everyone, is ask if you have any kind of cell phone like I do. Please remember, like I'm now remembering, to mute it. Secondly, we, minutes of the March 5th meeting were distributed, and the floor is open for a motion to amend or to approve or to deny.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 5th meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Everyone opposed, no. Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay, we're into the regular agenda, which is a reintroductory presentation for petition of Pam Miller for the Kensington Park County Association. And Sarah, it's all yours.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is an application that you saw previously for the Kensington Park sign. And I just wanted to pull the map so you have an idea of the area it's in. It'll be in the median in this road. They previously were continued to address several issues, including the durability of the sign materials, the locations of the signs, since there were already plaques on the brick piers, and details on the mounting of the signs as well. The signs on the brick piers have been removed due to the board concerns, and they're just proposing this median sign at this point, although they may return at a later time with signs for the brick piers. The medians marker sign, and here's the site as well, just so you know what it looks like, and then there's the sign there. This is what they have proposed for the median sign, which will be sized 24 inches by 36 inches and located at the main entrance for Kensington Park in the intersection. And it will be constructed of etched wood and mounted approximately 2 feet off the ground on 2x4s, which will be professionally installed and embedded into the ground near the edge of the median. And the sign will be one-sided. The themes include arts and humanities, local history, and historic neighborhood. They're commemorating that it's been designated on the National Register of Historic Places. So they have the name of the neighborhood, as you can see, and when it was established. And obviously, that's historic. The marker meets all of the site standards, but will require an encroachment license from real properties per the City Traffic Engineering Department, who has looked at the site and said that it won't create any site problems. The tech standards are also met as well, and then the sign will be fully funded by the applicant and maintained by them, so they're requesting that the escrow payment be waived, and staff is comfortable with that. Staff is recommending that the sign be approved with the condition that they get their encroachment license from real properties, and that its approval is recommended to City Council as well, and I can answer any questions you may have about the sign.
Sarah, can I ask, is it two posts?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a question. Can you go back to the site plan?
To the map or to the site itself?
Yeah, well, that sign where it is now, the COA sign,
yes, sir,
is not on, oh, now go to the next slide, please. It's not at that intersection. It's actually at the intersection of Waters and
Elkhorn. That's what I was wondering. I was confused.
I mean, and I just checked it this morning. Yeah. I live right in that neighborhood. I mean, that's a small thing.
So you're saying is that the median close to
Waters? It's in the median right. I mean, I want it to. I mean, that's where I'm hoping it's going to be. That's what should be closer to Waters than at the intersection of, is that Oxford and Althea? Because that's kind of removed from the street. And removed from the entrance, I should say.
The proposed intersection is the Oxford and Althea.
That's the proposed, but that sign is not at that intersection. You're aware of that.
It was
when I drove by. The COA sign?
Yeah.
There were multiple COA signs, yes, in the original application because they had multiple signage on those brick piers. So maybe that, I don't know.
I'm just not, there's no brick piers here.
This, no.
Right.
Those are on the other side. Those,
okay,
are on the north,
okay,
side.
That's
this is the east entrance,
well,
here.
Okay.
So, I mean, and you did that, you pointed out the last time, you said it was at that intersection. And
well, it's changed from the last time, so I think it's changed from the original request. But I'm confused by this map. Can you is that its own den? Can you zoom it out?
I can't. It's just a picture, okay, snapshot.
So that's on Waters Avenue.
Well,
as facing, the sign will be facing east.
You see, there's Water Drive, which is parallel to Waters.
I could pull the Google map if that would help.
That would be useful.
Okay. Well, why don't we ask the petitioner some of that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that up.
No, I think that's a good point. So to make sure we understand this, that the request is...
It's frozen.
The request is one sign on Althea Parkway, on the median Althea Parkway, near Waters Drive.
They said the intersection of Oxford, where it changes from Oxford, Kensington, and Althea.
See, that's the intersection further. That's the second road in the middle.
It's hard to talk about that.
Yeah, you can see O. That's right there. Yes, that would be right there. That's what you just described, but that sign is the intersection further to the right.
But the petition is where you're marking it, not where... Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Maybe just the petitioner can... Maybe easier if we ask the petitioner instead of putting you on, right? Could you just introduce yourself for us?
Sure. Hi, thank you so much, and good afternoon. I'm Pam Miller. I'm president of Kensington Park Community Association. And I know it looks very similar, but the photo that we have actually is on the Althea Oxford Kensington. It's not the Waters.
Okay. Could you do me a favor? Could you just literally walk over there and just tell me where it's going to be? I mean, I'm having a...
The problem with this map is it doesn't show that there's a median in there,
okay.
The tree line.
Yeah.
If there's a median in there, it'll be right here. With the Waters Avenue, we've already got a historic sign that's basically from the 1950s. It's very retro. It's there. We've got plantings there. We've got a kind of a concrete median there. And then we've got the entryways that are big brick signs on both sides,
okay,
that say Kensington Park. So that's why the reason why we opted, because we thought it really would be kind of too much over there. So that's why we're putting it there, and that's what that actual picture is of showing that. It does look very similar to there. And we did put the sign there on a tree. It's probably going to go a little bit further to the front, but only because we had to put it on to mount it onto something.
Okay. I think, okay, are you?
Yeah, but I saw a sign.
That's okay. He thinks that.
Yeah, I could hallucinate it.
Well, I think she's going to be clear what's going to be.
Okay, that's where it's going.
Okay, you know what? And just if you didn't see things, there is a sign there. They gave us two signs. We didn't know what to do with the second one, so we figured to let people know there was. But that is the sign.
You're right, and she's right.
You're not imagining things, but the picture is of them.
Ms. Mill, can I ask you something? First of all, that's the way I always drove into Kensington Park, was off of Waters anyway. So, I know you're going to consider other ways of designating and the historic designation, and I think it's great. We're all happy to get these designations. One of the things that I looked at when I was driving around there. First of all, those the existing brick. Columns, if you will, or whatever, entryways, are very nice. And the ones on Durant Avenue have actually, the air, those intersections get really cluttered up. I mean, by the time you have all the poles and the traffic signalization and everything else, I'm just curious, and I don't know anything about making signs, but I was wondering if, since those brick things are so nicely done, is there a way to attach either something substantial, like metal substantial, like a bronze or something, that said historic at the top and said established 1952 at the bottom, and keep those existing signs because they're very cool. And
that's part of the original application that we withdrew because there were just so many questions. We were going to do a smaller version of that sign that you
said. I know that, but I'll be honest with you, that was DOA.
We heard that and said, you know what, they're right.
I'm talking about on the brick signs themselves.
On the brick signs is now etched marble that says Kensington Park, and that's why we didn't know what to do with that, because to take out that, original historic marble that's been etched, I don't know how we could do
I'm not suggesting that. And you don't have to pay attention to what I'm saying.
We're open to suggestions.
I have comments about everything. But all I'm saying is that on the etched marble, it may be possible to attach, to permanently attach, a placard in a metal designation that would say historic, and then put the date underneath it.
Okay.
I'm not telling you to go muddy up what was there, and I don't even know if everybody would want that. But I'm just thinking it's a way of taking what's there and updating it.
Right.
Without altering anything. They're big, very cool signs. I mean, they've been there since 1952. So.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Your request is to put a sign, this sign that's designated is 36 inches wide on two wood posts, and waiving of the fee. At the intersection that you designated on Althea Parkway, which is at about where you designated. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have any more questions with the petitioner?
I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
You mentioned that there's another sign there that says Kensington Park, but what is the purpose of having two different signs within a one block area?
I want to recognize the fact that we're now historic and to celebrate that fact. The entry signs just say Kensington Park, and there are actually three Kensington Park signs. As you come in on the wall, on the water's entrance, there's the ones that are etched in the marble that are inlaid in the brick, and then there's another one that's metal that's probably from the original. We don't know, but it looks very original. Same like Blueberry Hill, all of those metal mm-hmm. signs, and so to the time of the development was built. So we've maintained that. It's real pretty, but it's behind a flower bed. So that's why we offset it coming back in a block. So when you're actually coming into Kensington, and unless you're going right there on Waters Drive, which is a very small area, you're going to come in, you're committed to coming in, you'll see the historic sign there, and there's nothing else in that. And actually, it's just to be a pretty place, we thought, to put that sign.
And it's facing east, and it's 2 feet off the ground.
So when you come in and that's the main route, so everybody would see you'd be, block in and then see that it says historic.
I just think you're cluttering up the area by adding another sign that already says basically the same thing. I'm with Commissioner Eli that, why not go ahead and just add another sign underneath to that, a placard, that indicates that this is the historic Kensington Park. Instead of adding another sign a half a block away stating the same thing that you got on the other end. I mean, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense why you would do that, but.
Okay, any other questions? It's a block away, and it's 2 feet off the ground. I understand what you're saying. I'm the one who took all the pictures of all the clutter, and I understand that, but this will be by itself.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that it's there in perpetuity. It means that at some point, if they changed the designation on the other signs, that they wouldn't have spent $2,000 on a sign, they could be moved somewhere else.
You said that at Waters Drive and Althea, there's already a sign?
There are two signs that are embedded in the brick archways or gateways that come into Kensington.
Yeah, that's on the rim.
Then.
Well, they're on Waters too.
They're on Waters as well.
Yeah,
yeah, all the entrances coming into Kensington Park have identical brick gateways, I call them.
Yeah, right.
With little planting areas around them.
And they're wide too. That's because you got this little island in the middle too. So it's
right. Yeah, that's this map doesn't show that. So that, I mean, I think that makes a difference because there is a pretty wide island, and then in the other there's a bigger median, yeah, and then a big concrete.
I don't know why they don't want to put it right here. That's my. Chevrolet Oaks on the other side has it right there.
Is it a drive?
Show you the Kensington
and
Park, the metal sign,
it.
If you pull up our
gotcha
website. Can you do that?
Yes. I would disagree about plumbing, but if it's just a personal thing, I mean.
It's not a personal thing. I just don't think it's. That's
their neighborhood.
Well, yeah.
It's their neighborhood, probably. Right. It's still the city of Savannah.
Okay. Then vote against it. Well, make a motion against it. That's what we have the voting process for.
See, I mean, I agree with that.
Well, we had this conversation on what was the Liberty and in front of the Hilton.
In front of the Hilton.
We had that one rotary sign, and we debated whether it should be on this side or here,
right.
Over here. And it was all a matter of where you thought it was.
But that was the Liberty Street belongs to all of us.
Well, this is my neighborhood.
It's fine. That's what we have the process for. We've talked about it.
I'm bringing it up.
What is that right there?
The petitioner has just asked me to pull this up. This is off of their website, and I'll let her explain.
So this is the entrance at Waters. Mm-hmm. Coming in. We're actually a block back where we want the sign. That's why this is the grass median, only comes out to here. Then there's roadway. Then there's a giant concrete turn thing in the middle that you can't put anything there. And this is all set back. So we thought if we tried to put something there, which is where our plantings are and everything, it would just really muck that up. So that's why we don't want to put it there at the Waters entrance, which is why we've gone a full block back, which is way past what we're even seeing there at the very tail end.
And I guess the point here is that you want to be able to put the start and put the date on it. None of the signs there contain
the year or contain the word historic.
You couldn't replace that sign with this sign here?
That sign's been there since 1952.
Yeah, I think we withdrew our application before we took out that antique sign.
Can I get staff to pull up Google Maps? I've got, he's got Google Maps up here. I mean, I just think we're just not on the same page here, and I just... I mean, that's like putting two or three signs saying that you're in historic downtown, and... You don't need but just one sign to tell you that.
But then none of the signs say that. None of the signs say historic. None of them give them the date. They just say the name. I'm standing everybody's point of view here.
I think, again, I don't know if you know what, I'm sure you know what the process is to become designated historic. It's many thousands of dollars and many, many years. And so, I mean, we really do want to celebrate that fact, if at all possible, and let people know that we are.
I have a quick question to clarify, then, about the signage. So there are these, the gate entryways, and that says Kensington Park, and then there's another Kensington Park, and then there's going to be yet another one.
Yeah.
There's
three signs that are going to say Kensington Park.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You want the street view?
But 90% of people will see it.
Yeah. Most people are going to see it from the Waters on the way in,
right.
Just like at Fairway Oaks on the other side.
Right.
And just where you saw that sign, that first sign. But, it's not my preference where I would put it, but like you said, it's not my neighborhood.
Is that it right there?
That's the intersection where they want the place.
I would back up and let them see what those colors, the red colors.
Yeah, I wonder if you can get out there to
you're going to the right way.
That's long enough.
So like say it's their neighborhood.
Yep.
The visibility here is limited to the neighborhood.
Yeah,
because
in that way you can see that big concrete.
There.
Is that right way
from?
Yes,
turn
around.
There's the entrance.
Okay, well, there's your two signs.
Okay, there's both. Yeah, that's Waters Avenue. If you're stopping long enough to look, mm-hmm. The traffic as well as that.
Okay. Two sides.
So.
Take a left and go up.
Right there. Right the middle.
All right, there's no sign there.
There is a sign.
Yes.
Metal thing.
Right. Yeah, there's the one that says Kensington Park.
Park there.
Then there was two signs out at the road that said Kensington Park, too.
Right, the edge, the two marble embedded in the brick.
I mean, I do think your original suggestion was a good one, but that's not.
I just think that there's a longer term solution down the road with, and I think you get the sense that there's not a lot of interest in having multiple signs. It might be an issue, but I mean, this is a board matter. I mean, everybody will have to just go with whatever there. But what you're saying is we're on another block from that, okay? Correct.
Yes.
So, like.
You know, we would like the sign, and I mean, I appreciate the fact that you all came together. I was supposed to be here the last hearing. Unfortunately, I had a heart attack on the way to the meeting, so I'm appreciative of you getting this back on the schedule so quickly. But if you feel like we're going to be denied, we'd like the opportunity to maybe look at another place, if that's a concern.
I understand.
Only because we really, really want a sign that says historic. I mean, we work so hard, we're so proud of that.
you know, and we just would like to find a place to do that. We do have a little median over on Reynolds Circle that's, you know, it's just a little city-maintained something that we could maybe put it there, but this was where we wanted it. We thought that's where 90% of the people coming into Kensington Park would come in and see it, and that's where we'd like it if it's at all possible.
Understand.
Thank you.
Understand.
Certainly you're right. They would see it more at Oxford than they were in Reynolds, where you're talking about, at that little roundabout.
Ms. Reynolds, I just want you to know that I'm not against this sign.
It was Miller.
And what did I say?
Miller Reynolds.
Okay. I'm sorry. And Ms. Miller, I just want you to know that I am not against this sign. I think you ought to be proud of your neighborhood, and I think that's great that you are. And but my concern is the redundancy of the signage that's already there. And I just think there's something else that could be done with what's already there, putting another plaque with the designation on it. And
I'm certainly willing to explore that. If we can, I mean, I guess at this point, I'm not feeling real hopeful that we're going to get an approval. So,
you have little faith.
I want to be a very little faith at this moment. But if it means pending this and trying to look at some other things, we'll be happy to do it. At the end of the day, we just would like something somewhere within the boundaries of Kensington Park that say we're historic. That's all we really want. So there's probably another location or so that we could consider that I know that we have some space, or we could maybe have somebody come out and tell us what it would look like to put some metal signs that say historic. I don't know how they can do that. I do know that at one point we had some issues. A car ran into one of those bricks, and it took quite a bit of finagling to get somebody to come out there and even repair it. And nobody could, we had to just patch it back together. So, yeah.
If you want to go take a look at the signs that are on Arsley Park, they're on Duran Avenue and Victory. And they've got signs that they came before us and did also that state that it's a historic area. It was founded whenever. And
could you give that street reference again?
It's on Victory Drive. I believe in Habersham.
Abercorn. And then Waters, and they basically have a similar structure that you do with the
street. Right. Patterned ours after the Parkside sign that's over on 50th and Waters.
There's one for sure at Abercorn and Durant. Abercorn and Victory.
Please. I'm fine.
We'll make a motion.
Make a motion when we vote.
Make a motion on to what staff recommendation, or you make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I would make a motion to approve.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion? Okay. Sorry, I can give the gavel up a second, but if y'all want me to go through all that, we'll have a tie vote and there'll be no decision. Is that the pleasure of the commission? Okay. Ms. Miller, we're at a stalemate here, and I apologize. Not that I apologize that the vote is one way or the other, it's just that this is the second time you've been here, and I know these are not easy things. You have to go back to your old neighborhood committee, et cetera, and so those are never easy to do. There's nothing wrong with what you want to do, but that's why we have a board, and to get people's input. Coming here without knowing that there had been a modified petition, you know, I got pictures of the clutter on Durant Avenue and stuff like that. So I was keened in on the clutter issue, but when this got to be so simple, it got decluttered for me fast. But that's not how it works out.
Right.
And so I think, Christopher, why don't you make a motion to table?
I'll make a motion to table.
Is there a second? Y'all want to table the motion?
No, well, there's no reason to.
Well, we have to officially table.
No, we don't have to do anything with it. We can deny it, and it goes back to them. We don't have to table it.
If you make a recommendation for either for approval or denial, I have to send it to City Council.
Yeah, it's going to go to City Council. Y'all, we're not the last voice on this. Okay, it's going to go to Council. Okay, And so I think it's nice when petitions go to council with a positive recommendation. I don't want to send a negative recommendation to city council, because frankly, I think they'll pass it in a heartbeat, but that's beside the point. We have to do what we think is proper. So, I am not prohibited under any set of rules from seconding a motion if I have to. I've done it once on the Zoning Board of Appeals and it was upheld in court. So I will second the motion, there'll be a 2-2 vote, and then this thing will be tied. And that tie is neither one, okay? So you can send it forward with a tie vote, which is what we did, which we've done before. We can send it to the city council with a split commission vote, okay? That's fine, that can be done, that won't slow you down, or you can come back. Maybe you are just going to city council and take your chances there.
Well, we want to make you happy too. I mean, you're here for a reason and you know what you're doing. And so if it's our positioning of the sign, we do have one or two other locations that we could consider. If it was the sign itself, that the sign was horrible or whatever, then I would just say that's it.
I think it's a location issue.
Okay, so if it's a location issue, then would you be willing to let us come back with another site?
I'm going to try to speak for the commission here, and if they disagree with me, they can disagree with me. I think we would be more than welcome to have you come back with another location.
All right. Then
anybody disagree with that?
No, not at all.
No?
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like the simplest way to start. And if it's just that, we're happy to do that.
Take us over there for lunch and say, what do y'all want?
Well, we are having our celebration of our historic status on the 19th of April on a Sunday this month. So if you happen to be near the neighborhood, please stop by.
And wait a minute.
We might even be able to point out a couple of places we might have it behind. So
in other words, you're not going to have a sign up out of town.
We had planned we weren't going to have a sign up for this. It just took so long to get through the process. So we'll just say, we know we're historic. Nothing will change that fact. We like to brag about it. But if we can't, we're still having a street festival and we'll still have people having fun. So, but if you're in the neighborhood that day, please stop by. Have all the snow cones you want and land the bouncy house. So.
Okay.
And with that, I'll be happy to bring some other ideas back, and I appreciate your time. And
okay. Is anyone on the board dissatisfied with where we're leading this?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so we will keep you on our agenda for the next meeting.
Great. All right.
And I wouldn't dare show up on the 19th of April because somebody's going to say something nasty about me.
No, it's still part of the process. We know that. We appreciate that. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See y'all.
Bye.
That was going to be quite controversial.
I don't guess we have any suggestions from the same neighborhood, so.
Yeah, that's the visibility on this is really limited to the internal neighborhood. So
it would be nice if there was someplace where people could see them. People could see them.
That was my big thing. Why would you want to put it way back there if it's historic? Right. It might make more sense to put it.
Well, what Fairway Oaks did was an interesting, which they showed across the street. You'll recall it came through the commission. They also had sort of the gateway, entrance into their neighborhood, and they didn't want to replace that historic signage with something new. So they actually put in a bronze plaque that actually talked about the history of the neighborhood, kind of in that front median, which may be too crowded in this particular case. But that gave more history than rather than just historic established this date.
And I remember that coming here. That wasn't that awful long ago, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. So I may suggest, if the commission feels like that's appropriate, I may also suggest something like that. Gives a little more information to folks.
Yeah.
This may sound crazy, but suppose they were, if you had a sign that was driven into the ground in front of one of those brick things. In the ground, so that it's not in front of it or anything like that. It's almost like...
You mean more like a monument type thing?
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't be able to see unless you were walking right by.
And it's probably got stuff will grow in front of it and everything else. So.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
an interesting
solution.
I'd hate that woman have to go back to her group, so... But she will.
After missing the first one because she had...
Okay. Well, she would have been... That wouldn't have been gone very well.
Yeah. It would have been terrible.
Yeah. Okay, folks, I assume we're having a meeting in May.
Yes, we are. I believe we have, I've talked with some folks about a proposed mural coming up, but I don't think we've gotten a formal application.
Well, we can hear you speak, so nothing else.
Yeah. Yep. So at least two, probably two items.
Good job, eh, Sarah?
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Anything else?
One thing. Has, his name is escaping. Doug Andrews, mm-hmm. has he come to you yet about the plaques for the walkways?
I haven't heard from Doug in at least a year.
I keep telling him to put it onto the agenda, and he keeps telling me he's got it and he's ready to go with it. But
well, the last time I spoke with Doug, he said he was ready, and they were very much not ready. So so I don't know if he just hasn't had time to work on it more or not, but they didn't.
Was he gotten past it? I thought he had more hurdles to get past before we ever got here, didn't he?
No, I mean, it's just an addition, really. It's not really anything that's, it's not really an addition either. It's just completing the walkway, the steps up there, instead of using concrete, they're going to put bronze with some.
I thought he had some other issue there, but maybe I'm so wrong with somebody else.
I don't think so, but I may not know. No, I haven't heard from him. I don't think there's anything else pending, unless you're aware of something else. You may have read, and there's been some articles and letters to the editor in the newspaper about the Waving Girl recording. I don't know if anybody's seen those.
There's
actually
that,
a full-page ad in the newspaper this person took out, which is an item that came before you all, actually, a number of years ago. I don't remember if Walt, you may remember it, but this was at least 10 years ago, where there was a gentleman and his wife who had recorded a song that his wife wrote and performed, an audio, music song that they wanted to have installed at the Waving Girl statue so people could come and press a button and hear the song about the Waving Girl statue. And you all, or the board at the time, the Site and Monument Commission, recommended denial to City Council, and City Council denied it, I think twice. I think it actually went through them twice. And that was 10 or 15 years ago.
And it has come back
and
before.
And it's resurrected.
It's come back before the... it's like this Waving Girl thing won't go away. As I said at the last meeting. He did come back before the Park and Tree Commission and want to do the same thing again. And it was denied there as well, because you would set a precedent.
Hell of a precedent. Yeah.
To not only that one, but to every other monument that's in town. Now, if you go to some of these other cities, whether they're European or American cities, they have these things called QR codes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can go up to it, scan it with your smartphone, and it'll come up with a website, or it'll go to a website, or in this case, it could go to this guy's wife's recording of it. And I get it. The guy's proud of his wife for doing this song and getting it. But I heard it, and it's like I said, the guy's proud of his wife. Say that.
It was from him saying that he was trying to get back on City Council's agenda, and the city manager basically said no. City Council has already decided this.
Can you imagine? I mean, I have no idea whether it's good, bad, whatever, but I mean, my God, we'd have more of those things. I mean,
you'd have one at every monument. Which, if you had a QR code at some of these monuments, it would be nice, because then they could go up and get a good history of what it is, mm-hmm. instead of looking at it and say, okay, yeah, that's a Sergeant Jasper's monument, and just read what it says about mm-hmm. it there at the monument. Whereas you go to this QR code, look at it, pulls up a website, you get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, get linked into some stuff. So, I mean, but the song is...
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of creepy.
Especially if it's just some oddy. I mean, it's not like a famous person.
No, it's not like Johnny Mercer or anything.
Or if it linked to the City of Savannah's website, mm-hmm. That had the history of the monument,
right.
But just a random, unofficial, if you will.
Yeah. Okay.
So
songs.
That's all I have.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
See you guys next month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody can be sure to come out to the Kensington Park Star Destination Party on April 19th.
Bring your
to the skies myself.
Bring your
please send them his address.
Right across the street.
Very good.
You can represent us then.
Yeah, we'll give you the
we'll tell you give you the right to do that.
Okay, guys and gals, see y'all.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Good to see you.
With this all good, you didn't mind the location, you just minded the repetition of the sign.
Well, the location, the repetition of the signage is what was really getting me. I mean, because you had, you know, you got the two signs on the pedestal. Right, right.